So the dangers of using waterfall design and its linear process extends far past simple flaws. Let's say a requirement is missed because the documentation wasn't read entirely by all the staff. The longer it goes, the more stages in between the failed notice and when it happened, the more expensive the rework of the change can be. So if we look at the six-step process of waterfall development and the feedback loop doesn't notice things, we run a real risk. Now, this is a problem in the modern era because of technology. Even the best developers may miss something. They may not understand one flaw in the design or how to code it. So there's a real danger in waterfall design in that aspect. So you definitely have a more likely chance of failure. Unless you tighten up that feedback loop and get immediate feedback all the time, which puts us into iterative design instead of waterfall now.